I'm joined by Kay's manager, Ian McDonald, after this afternoon's 2-2 draw with Corinthian Casuals. Ian, 2 goals up against the league's bottom side, that's very much 2 points dropped today, would you agree?
Totally embarrassing. I've got spectators behind me saying the lads don't want it badly enough, and you know, I totally agree with them. 2-0 up against the bottom of the team, the bottom of the table side. You've only got to kill the game off, be organised, and take what comes to you. We couldn't do that, gave away 2 very, very soft goals, and I mean, to be honest, Simon, we weren't at the races from day one. We could have been 1 or 2 down before we even scored, so not a very happy manager this evening.
You said it was a couple of soft goals, the same story last week at Bashley as well. How frustrating is that when you're sat on the side to concede goals like that?
It's totally frustrating, you know. In the last 4 home games we haven't conceded a goal, you know. Hastings, Metplease, Croydon, Cashalton, all good sides, all top of the table sides, clean sheets. Players are up for them games, and at the end of the day, you know, for as much as you speak to them before the start of the game, once they cross this white line, until they get back in at half time, you can't really get into them what you want to say to them. And you know, we won up at half time and could have been 2 or 3 down. Totally mystified, to be honest. We've asked them questions, we've got 4 games to go. I've just asked them, did they want to get promotion or did they not want to get promotion? Did they want to go in the playoffs? Did they not go in the playoffs? Because that performance, they told me, they don't want to go in the playoffs.
It's quite a physical game today. James Rose went off at half time. How much of a blow was that? It seemed to suit his gameplay today.
Yeah, James took a knock on his ankle early on in the game and soldiered on, scored a good goal. We were thinking of taking him off because, you know, I thought he wasn't as influential for us as he has been in other games, but he came up with a goal half time. He couldn't come on. Put Reedy on, just changed it, one big lad for another big lad, and you know, we scored a super second goal. You know, I mean, Sills is absolutely distraught in there. He scored one of the best goals of the season, and you know, he hadn't even got a smile on his face in there, and quite rightly so. But you know, as I've said, we've got 4 massive, massive games coming up now.
You had a Kays legend, Jeff Pitcher, on the bench. How tempted were you to bring him on any earlier than you did?
It's very, very difficult. You're winning 2-0. Things are not going right. It was the shape I wanted to change. I just wanted us to go to 2 banks of 4 and hopefully be a lot more solid. And just as we were talking about doing that, we went and conceded the first goal. So we thought we'd just give it 4 or 5 minutes just to see how the game shaped after that. And anyway, we eventually changed to the 4. But again, you know, I question the player's desire. You know, we've talked about it in the interview, we've talked about it in the dressing room. And, you know, it was disappointing just the way we conceded the second goal, because both goals have come from nothings. And, you know, they're well happy in there. And good luck to them. They probably deserve the draw at the end of the day.
Any complaints at all about the refereeing today?
None whatsoever.
We've got Tunbridge next week. It looks like we might need something from that game, but we do seem to play better against the better sides.
Well, we do. We need something out of every game. You know, the one good thing that's come out of today's game is we actually got a point. You know, we've lost the 2. I don't know how results have gone today, but you know, our destiny's probably been taken out of our hands with today's result. So yeah, we go to Tunbridge and we'll go there to try and win the game, and then hopefully, you know, set up for the last 3 games of the season. But it probably looks like it's going to go to the last game of the season anyway, unfortunately.
Any thoughts yet on the team for next Saturday? Because the team who played Tuesday against Carshalton was different to the team today. The boys who played Tuesday, you mentioned desire, they looked like they really wanted it Tuesday. Any thoughts in your mind for next Saturday?
There wasn't too many changes today, Simon, to be honest. You know, I've only Mickey Brady and Rosie for Reedy. They were really only the 2 changes that I've made. I kept faith with the rest of the squad. And, you know, those players have let themselves down today. They know they've let themselves down. The ones sat on the bench and the unfortunate 2 sat in the stands have probably got a little smile on their faces today that, you know, I've picked the team and it hasn't worked for me. And at the end of the day, we'll have a look at training on Monday and Thursday. And then, you know, I would envisage at this moment, yes, there'll be changes.
Back to James Rose. Is that anything long term, you think, him going off at half time? Will he be available for selection next week?
No, James is a big, strong young boy. He'll be okay. We were just protecting him, to be honest, to make sure he can get through the next 4 games of the season. He's just got a kick on his ankle. He'll be okay. He should train on Thursday night, I would have thought.